Last November, Colorado voters passed Amendment 64 by a healthy margin. But in resort towns such as Telluride, nearly 80% of voters said yes.
It's a pretty young community. The demographics changed recently. We went from an average age of 30 to 34, so it looks at things differently.
Stu Fraser is the mayor of Telluride, which is known for its numerous mountain festivals and laid-back vibe. And when it comes to recreational marijuana, Fraser says Telluride is going farther than most. Plans are already in the works for 3 retail stores in the main business district. And he says there's nothing preventing a shop from eventually opening up right on Main Street.
We're not trying to create a tourism flow into the community to build our sales tax revenue off of recreational marijuana. That's not the goal here at all. What we attempt to do is make it right for the folks that live here. Then that ends up really making it right for the people that visit here.
Other mountain towns, including Aspen, Breckenridge, Crested Butte, and Steamboat Springs, are also allowing retail stores, but most have ordinances banning them in certain parts of town and won't allow grow operations. It's a different story altogether in Vail, which has a moratorium on retail marijuana stores. The town's also banned medical marijuana dispensaries. Andy Daly is the mayor.
The issue that I've heard over and over again is just people questioning bringing their families to an area or resort where marijuana is easily available.
Daly says he hasn't made up his mind on whether to support retail stores. Voters in the town back it, but at least one resident is skeptical.
This town is driven on a high-class clientele that come out here with their families for a family vacation and a family experience.
Daniel Schwartz is a server at the Red Lion Bar and Restaurant near the base of the mountain. He supported the amendment, but doesn't think Vail needs recreational pot.
And I don't think they're going to be using recreational marijuana in the first place. I think we will get the occasional spring breakers that'll be looking for it, and we get them now.
People are going to be able to buy it somewhere.
Vail Town Council member Margaret Rogers thinks Vail would benefit from marijuana stores.
We might as well generate the tax revenue for it in the town of Vail rather than having people go to Breckenridge or someplace else that's going to allow it.
Since tourism is one of the state's biggest industries, to the tune of $17 billion last year, officials plan to collect data on whether marijuana impacts people's travel decisions. But it won't be promoted as a reason to come to the state, says Tourism Director Al White.
Marijuana is a personal decision, I guess, and it's not something that my office is going to be marketing to. We're going to market to all of the scenic beauty and glorious vistas, recreational opportunities.
Vail City Council member Margaret Rogers says marijuana is already so pervasive in society, she doesn't think the amendment will change much. And she says the resorts will be driven by the same thing they always are.
If we have snow, people will come. If we don't have snow, they'll go someplace where there is snow.
The first retail stores are scheduled to open in January. Meanwhile, Colorado voters will decide this fall on an increased sales and excise tax to pay for enforcement of the drug. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Capitol coverage is funded by the Gill Foundation's Gay and Lesbian Fund for Colorado, a proud supporter of local organizations like the Colorado Department of Education and its programs to prepare and inspire the next generation of science, technology, engineering, and math teachers.